Hey guys, I'm super excited to interview the lovely Christmas Abbott today. Christmas Abbott is a national best-selling author of The Badass Body Diet and The Badass Life. She's a NASCAR pit crew member, CrossFit Games competitor, weightlifting competitor, reality TV star, motivation maker, and transformation guru. Christmas is not your average fitness enthusiast. Christmas has trekked through dark paths to find her bright light, living a life worth living and inspiring others to find their light. Through struggles, she has found fitness and new spirit that she came to be known as a true badass. So welcome, Christmas.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, welcome to your Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and in today's interview, I have the honor of being able to interview the lovely Christmas Abbott. Hi, Christmas.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you doing?
I'm having a good day.
Yeah? Awesome. Perfect. Well, I wanted to chat with you today, and I'm so glad that we're getting this opportunity because I know that you just recently came out with your Born Relentless line that is all about supplements. And I think this is a topic that a lot of women need more information on. I think that they need to understand supplementation in a better way and understand how it can benefit them for performance, for their health, and for their just overall well-being. So thank you so much for taking the time to share with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So let's dive in. I mean, first I just want to talk about, if you don't mind, just sharing a little bit more about you and your story and how you became, your personal story about how you became a top fitness professional, because I mean, you've got a crazy story, but how you kind of went, like how that transformation sort of happened for you.
You know, well, there's
it's a big story.
Yeah. So, into fitness. I wasn't a high school athlete. I was not a collegiate athlete. I did not have fitness in my life whatsoever for all of my life until I was in my mid-20s. And I took a job, or early 20s, right? I took a job as a civilian contractor to Iraq. And within the first few weeks, we had incoming into the camp. And I realized that I had been making some bad decisions. I had been smoking, drinking, doing drugs for a long time to that point. And in that point, I realized that the decisions that I was making and continuously putting myself in very bad situations was eventually going to end up killing me. And, you know, one way or another. And in that moment, I didn't know, I didn't think that I was worth something spectacular that I've built, but I knew that I wanted something better for myself. And that was the mindset that I adopted at that time and kept going. Now with that mindset, that is still the mindset that I have today. I mean, it wasn't about physically fit, transforming my body, but it was all about having a healthier, a better life.
Right.
And through that, I started working out. I hated it, but I hated it less than I hated myself when I was doing the other things. And so with that in mind, I just started working out and then grew into this fitness person because I knew that I had found something that was beautiful and that I could really live to my full potential with. I wanted to see what I was really capable of, and that meant ruthless dedication. And so through that process, I slowly over years built a capacity to be able to compete at high levels.
Amazing.
Thanks.
It is. It's amazing what you've built. I think it's incredible. And I think that your story is incredible from going from sort of, you know, a place where it could have went, there was a fork in the road. You could have went one way or the other. And you chose this path of empowerment and this path of being able to build sort of your best life. And now you're able to help other people do the same. And so through their own health and wellness journey. So I think it's phenomenal.
Thank you.
And so in this process, I mean, you know, when did you realize that, you know, supplementation was something that maybe you needed in your life? Like, what was a sign? Like, did you have clear signs that that was something that, like, maybe was missing from your diet? Because I know, like, you obviously have, you know, probably a very strict diet that you follow. How did you know that supplementation was a necessity?
You know, I have to go ahead and say that I didn't know anything when I got started. I was so naive and so dumb in the sense of, I just didn't know where to start, what to do, or what to take. there's like a whistling.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it too.
But when I pause, it stops.
I know. It might be because you don't have headphones in.
Give me one second.
When I started getting into fitness, I knew nothing about anything. I didn't know anything about food, nutrition, fueling, sleeping, and hey, supplements. Supplements are confusing. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. And so I just, you know, everybody was telling me this and that and take, you know, you should take protein, you should take creatine. You know, like, why? And nobody could really give me an explanation of why it was going to benefit me, what it would do for me and why I needed it. So right. I didn't take it really. I was like, whatever, you know, all the guys had like protein farts and I was like, I don't want that.
And the other nobody like, wants that.
No. And they're like, oh, we're on creatine. And they were like blowing up, you know, because they were just taking too much of it. And I was like, you guys are not good salespeople. I'm like, you're not properly on this supplement stuff. So I didn't take it because I didn't see the need for it.
Right.
And over the years, eventually, I just started having a little bit of challenging with my training. You know, I was being overtrained and under-recovered, but I wasn't doing too much. I was under supplementing and under recovering. So right. with that in mind, my training partner and my coach told me, he was like, hey, Christmas, are you doing this? Are you doing that? I was like, no, why? And he was able to explain to me the benefits of certain supplements for the, not the side effects, but
for like the recovery aspect for you.
Oh gosh, my brain's stopping. Indicators, symptoms. Oh my gosh. Hello. I'm here. You know, like, cause I would come in and say, hey, I'm having trouble sleeping. And then he was like, well, are you taking magnesium? Are you taking theanine? I was like, no, what does that do? And he explained it to me and I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. Now I do want to take supplements.
Right.
You know, and then getting stronger. Protein isn't going to make you look like you are a bodybuilder. You know, that is a specific approach using that in nutrition to get a specific result. So I just started to ask questions and then try a lot of different things and document how they made me feel, much like mm-hmm. I did with my nutrition. I had to implement something, record how it made me feel, and be aware of it to know the difference, and then decide whether or not it was going to be beneficial to me. Now, some things you don't notice that are beneficial or not. You can't always do that with supplements, right? So I just researched what I was doing, what I was probably, you know, like my goal and where I was heading, and then what would help me get there, but mm-hmm. also not harm my body.
Right.
There are a lot of supplements out there that you can buy over the counter that once it goes through your body, it actually transforms into something that is not legal. I was not interested in those things. So I had to do a lot of research to make sure that what I was putting in my body, I wanted in my body, and it was going to elicit the results that I wanted and give me what I needed.
Right. And what did you find like in terms of like your personal performance or your own health when you started using supplements? Like what were some of the key sort of things that you started seeing change?
You know, you can supplement anything. There's so many supplements out there that it can be really confusing. And yeah. for me, I'm such a simple person. I know that that's probably like, people are like, what? that I just wanted a few key things that I could really encompass and incorporate to see the results. So I started to implement a fish oil / anti-inflammatory. I implemented a magnesium. I implemented a zinc, separate, not a ZMA, but separate. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why if you're interested. And then also a protein, a recovery, and also a meal shake. So it was a pure protein mm-hmm. where we'll get into that too.
Yeah.
I found I started sleeping better. So the next day I was more recovered. I was ready for the next day. I wasn't tired. I wasn't bogged down. My energy went up. Mm-hmm. My soreness decreased. My muscles were being more defined. I was stronger. I was faster. I was happier.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just, it's not even slowly, but very quickly, I felt these results take hold. And that's when I was like, holy cow, this is what I've been missing. And so my performance increased dramatically. You know, there's the initial surge and then you, right. you don't plateau, but you just kind of slow down that learning curve or that curve.
Yeah.
And it just surged me to a level that I had not been able to get to, but I had been trying ruthlessly. And it wasn't until I really incorporated appropriate supplements to help me get through that, to break through.
That's fascinating. And so, and you touched on proteins, and I know we were going to talk about this, and I'm just curious, like, this is one of the big questions that we get often, right? Like, when it comes to nutrition or it comes to supplements, people want to know for proteins, like, there are so many different protein powders, just like supplements out there. Is there, like, what are the main differences with the different protein powders? Like, between, like, you know, animal protein versus, you know, vegan proteins, like vegetable-based proteins and that kind of stuff. Like, and, you know, what would be sort of some of the signs that you might see if the protein powder that you're using is maybe not the right one for you?
There's, I can get into this real fast, real deep
yeah.
for a long time.
I know. There's so much like, you can talk about.
Oh, dive in. Okay, so let's start off with two different styles of protein, which is a pure protein, which is, you know, it'll have about 1 gram of carb, 1 gram of fat, compared to 28 to 35 grams of protein per serving. Okay, right. So then you have the protein, what I call like a meal replacement shake. It's a combination. It has already inside of it a higher level of protein, carbohydrates, and maybe fat. So you'll see like 15 to 20 grams of carbohydrates and then maybe 7 to 10 grams of fat and then also maybe 30 to 35 grams of protein, which makes it more type of meal.
Right.
So you have the three macros, but they're processed macronutrients. So I want you guys to know that protein is a processed food. Mm-hmm. It's beneficial to us when it's used properly, but I don't want to get my everything from that protein. So I always go to a pure protein because if I want to, I can use it for a recovery shake, which is right after my workout. Mm-hmm. And I can use the same protein for a meal replacement shake when I just add, you know, some fruit and some fat.
Some real food to
butter.
It.
Right. Mm-hmm. I try to limit my processed protein as much as possible. Or anything processed beyond my protein.
Right.
So you have the pure protein and then the combination protein or the meal protein.
Right.
And so then you have another type. You have the whey protein, which is animal derived, and then you have the plant protein. People are like, which one's better? I'll tell you which one's better. Whichever one doesn't mess up your stomach and works well for you.
That was exactly what I would say. Whatever makes you not feel bloated or like you're going to be sick.
Right. What's the best training program in the world? The one that you stick to.
Yeah.
Okay. it's not rocket scientists. So with that, I personally like whey protein. I like my protein to come from an animal source. I think it's just a little bit more potent. It has a lot of really great minerals and vitamins in it. But let's talk about plant protein. Whey messes up people's stomachs a lot, but that's also the quality of the whey, which is in consideration. If you go with a plant protein, they take the protein, extract it from the plant. So you can still get a pure protein from pea protein or any other sort of plant. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. They're extracting the protein from that. And it's a lot more kinder to your tummy. But for me, it doesn't mix well. Most of the plant-based proteins for me are just harder to swallow. Like the flavor doesn't excite me most of the time. So for me, it's better for me to go with whey. But that's, again, you're still getting a pure protein. So that's beneficial. And you can get it down to the micros of like, what's your goal? How are you going to navigate this? So those are the biggest differences from the proteins that I see. When you're looking for a quality protein, look at the ingredient list, find out where their source of protein comes from. And a lot of proteins, all proteins have some sort of sweetener to it. If it doesn't have a sweetener, then it tastes like poop. And I think that that's acceptable as long as we control the quality of the sweetener and the amount of the sweetener. And so for mine specifically, I made this because I made my line Born because I wanted to control what went into my body. And I can do that in every other aspect, but I couldn't get on board with the company. And they always had something in their ingredient list that I was not excited about, that I was like really hesitant about, stevia, sugar, et cetera. And so what I've done with my line is I've sweetened it through passion fruit, through a fruit.
Right.
And so that is a natural sweetener in the sense of, it's just enough to change the flavor for it to be delicious, but not too much for it to affect the efficacy of the protein.
Right.
So with that, you want to look at the sugar content and also where is that sugar coming from? Is it natural or is it a pseudo sugar? Pseudo sugars are very dangerous for your body because your body becomes rewired to want it more, but it's not, it tricks your body. So it's like you're consuming it and your body feels like it's consuming it, but it's nutrient deprived. Mm-hmm. So your body wants more because it's trying to get the nutrients.
Right.
Anyway, so back to the thing is, I told you I go down rabbit hole.
No, no, it's great. It's all good information.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're nowhere, you're like, man, I don't know where to get started. Then decide, you know, try it, see how it works for your body. Like, see how you feel about it. If it makes you bloated and yucky, then you might want to try a different type of protein.
Mm-hmm. And I think to add to that too, I think, you know, and you touched on this, but it's also the quality of the proteins that you're buying. Like if you're buying the big, massive, like tub of it, that's like, you know, $29.99 on sale, it probably doesn't have the same quality of ingredients as, or I can almost guarantee you that it doesn't have the same quality of ingredients as something that is coming from like a natural sort of, like maybe it's, you know, a smaller manufacturing company, like a company that is processing on a smaller base, not like the Costco's brand, right. You know, that kind of thing.
And you know what, here's a really cool challenge is if you look at the label, one, that is absolutely true. Look at the label. If there's 5 to 7 ingredients that you can't pronounce or spell and Google a couple of them and it'll show you right away whether you want to put that in your body.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I was really adamant about having not that many ingredients and the top quality of ingredients. So my protein is, which launches this month, it's grass-fed, free-range New Zealand cows. And it is the top, I mean, you can't get a better quality protein than this, period in the world. Like I got put on a waiting list to be able to be a buyer for this, whey. And then we bring it into the States and then we mix it with the other things that I want to, you know, to mix it with. So
it's, that's very cool.
It's top notch.
But so, yeah. And it's like, it's, you know, it's all about like weighing out, like how much is your health worth to you? Like if you're someone who is thinking about doing this, like even if you see a price tag on something, sometimes people decide on like proteins or they decide on supplements based on the price point, but it's really like, don't think about it from like, I get it. Like there's budgets, people have budgets, they've got other expenses, but at the same time, you have to think, what is your health worth to you? How much do you value your health and put that value into also the dollar amount of what you're spending. I'm not saying you have to spend $1 million to get the best, but you do have to kind of weigh out the quality and the price points as well.
So. I agree 100%. And I always put it into this perspective. One, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, you're going to spend $150 on a gym membership. I'm like, you're going to spend a lot more in medical costs. This is your life insurance, buddy.
Yeah.
This is your investment into your body and your life. Mm-hmm. Doing, you know, saving $20 right now is going to cost you a year or two of your life later.
Yeah.
And that is consistent. And also, like, people will buy $200 pair of jeans to make their butt look better.
But not do the work to get their butt looking better.
or here's the other thing. Here's the more of a realistic with our crowd. You're going to the gym. You're paying $150 a month for the gym membership. You're getting all of the accessories. And then you're going to go buy a shit protein and get shit results.
Like
if you're doing this already, if you're already in the industry and you're already in your movement, then make sure that you are getting better quality things and you will see everything else just go up quickly.
Definitely. And so what would be sort of your top reasons why you feel like a woman might want to incorporate supplements into their daily routines specifically?
You know, I think that much like my mindset was, I was like, this is too overwhelming to understand, so I'm just not going to bother. Right. Yeah. So I think education is a piece, but also just simple. What is it that you're doing that you need a supplement for? There are millions of supplements, and a lot of them are mm-hmm. crap because we have not a great way to regulate it for our the US. However, if you look at what you're doing, look at your goal and saying, hey, look, what can I add? Just a few key things that will enhance my performance, enhance my goal, enhance what I'm trying to elicit out of this program, mm-hmm. then that's what I would say. So I started off with a core four. That's where I was a couple years ago. And those four things, what I listed before, are my everyday go-tos. So I can add other supplements as I think I need them throughout my process. Mm-hmm. However, no matter what, I know that I need a fish oil, I need zinc, I need magnesium, and I do a protein recovery. And those things are always going to help me feel better. I mean, I can tell instantly when I haven't been doing it.
Right.
So you're going to get better results faster, period. And you're gonna exceed your expectations for that timeline that you've seen previously with it as well. So, and we want to make sure, like when we work hard, we put our bodies in a deficit and we want to recover faster, but fully in order to be able to go 100% the next day. And that's what supplements do. That's what they should do.
Right. No, that's perfect. Well, Christmas, why don't you share with everyone, everyone listening, just how they can find out more info about your line that you have coming or that you have, out now, but also your new products that are coming out.
So Born Relentless, I launched this a couple of months ago and I love it. It's, the concept was you are born. We have, we're expanding the line. You can find that on bornrelentless.com. You can find it on my personal website, christmasabbott.com. Follow us on Instagram, Born Relentless. And we put a lot of funny stuff up there. You know, we have a good time with it and we're doing more education push for the program, for the line as well. Fun fact is that I'm launching a nutrition coaching program really soon.
Yeah. I saw that. Very cool.
I'm super so excited. Cool. It's been a little top secret for a while because we just didn't know when we were going to have access to the platform, and we are 99% ready to go now, but it has a smart scan. It literally, and I've been playing with this like a maniac, you take a picture of your food and it can be mixed food, not just one thing. And it will list all the foods and you just add it to your plate.
What? That's amazing. That's the coolest.
It's like stupid awesome. Yeah. My grandmother can now track her macros and get feedback on what she's doing right and wrong through my program. Because all she has to do is take a picture, add the button, and we get all of the information.
Oh, so my God. Your grandmother is tech savvy, though. She already has a cell phone, knows how to do that. My mom doesn't even know how.
Well, I mean, you just open the app and take a picture, and we do that.
No, I know. That's amazing. That's phenomenal. That's so cool. That's super cool.
It is super rad. So be on the lookout for that, because that is going to be launching within the next 30 days. And it's a game changer for this industry. For anybody that has no idea where to start with nutrition, mm-hmm. this is it. Cause it's you get a lesson every week. You get the smart scan. We tell you your accuracy, on like your efforts, and we give you feedback. We coach you through this process for you to be able to be educated and have that knowledge. And so you have that power to make those decisions with your life and understand what your lifestyle is.
Phenomenal.
That's excited.
Yeah, no, you should. That's like, that is a game changer. That's amazing.
It's very so cool. Exciting. basically you can find all of that stuff on my website, but if you really want to get in the know and be the first to get any sort of first access, have an opinion on some of the things that I'm doing. So I'll poll my people and just sign up for my newsletter on my website. And that gives you all the goodies.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Christmas, for sharing your insight on supplements and sharing all of your exciting news and a little sneak peek into what you got going on. That's really cool.
Amanda, thanks for having me. I appreciate it so much.
No, it's my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.